At this time, my father was suffering financial difficulty from debts, and although he was healthy, he was finding it more and more difficult to work. I suggested that he build a studio apartment building on a golf practice range that he owned. Considering that my father could not afford an additional loan, we supplied the money for construction through the potential tenants. After obtaining bank loans, each one made a down payment upon signing of a contract for an apartment. Joining up with a builder whose brand value was high was critical. Fortunately, the initial investment was rather small. The design of the apartment building cost only about $140,000, and we paid the lawyer's fee for a building permit. The plan was successful, and I took care of selling the apartment units. While doing that, I realized that I was more interested in and better at the real estate business than what I was doing to earn a salary. Starting my own business, which involved the development and management of real estate, I managed the studio apartment project for my father and developed other business ventures. I was fully motivated by another Rich Dad message. If you have made up your mind about what you want to do, carry it out right away. Once I had my own business, I experienced a total feeling of control over my time and work. Being creative and aggressive came naturally. This environment helped me come up with good ideas to gather better resources, both human and financial. Another plus was that my pay and benefits were better than before. Transportation, telecommunications, and other sundry expenses are charged to the company. Building the apartment house was more profitable than selling the land it stands on. So far, 98% of the units have been sold. Each studio apartment measures between 450 and 570 square feet. 7 apartments and 9 leisure rooms are reserved for later use. The gross earnings from selling 388 studio apartments will amount to $32.6 million, while gross earnings from selling 9 rooms for leisure facilities will amount to $2.75 million, totaling $35.35 million. After all expenses, including construction costs, taxes, advertising, and consulting fees are paid, we will have a net profit of $5.15 million. $3.2 million goes to the landowner. Now that I could see what my financial future could be like, I spent a year building my business before I left my regular job. And my other investments pay off too. The Rich Dad books also affected the way I invested in the stock market. I began to realize the importance of assets and of raising seed money. I did the latter by putting aside part of my income. Also, I began to use internet-based financial asset management programs. They helped me make prudent investments. I learned to seek long-term investments based on the accurate analysis of businesses and enterprises, rather than the prospect of individual stocks. As I managed my investment patterns, I took into consideration economic policies, business environments, interest rates, exchange rates, and other factors. I have $41,000 reserved to invest in the stock market, but right now I am withholding it since the market is volatile. I was fortunate because I learned from my own dad how to keep books on earnings and revenues. Ever since I was in elementary school, I knew how to manage my money. I've learned and continue to learn about taking charge of my financial life. The Rich Dad information has taught me to always plan ahead and analyze what I'm doing, to make good use of the information from and the experience and opinion of my advisors, tax accountants and lawyers, for instance. I am also following carefully the trends pertaining to financial and real estate markets and changes in related business environments in order to prepare for new real estate development projects. If I sold all my assets now, I would be able to come up with $840,000. If I placed this money in the bank, with the most conservative interest rate at 4.5%, I would receive about $3,100 a month minus taxes. However, since I have a family to look after, I need more than that. So I will continue to acquire assets for my kids' education and my family's future. My business is doing well, and I enjoy gathering information and making decisions that will increase the profits from my investments. But what I enjoy even more is free time. I can decide when I want to work. That's a luxury that I never had as an employee. Perhaps not all that surprisingly, I've finally been able to overcome my personal obstacle of laziness. I used to procrastinate until a deadline came up, which sometimes got me into trouble. But now, with the incentive to build on what I've already accomplished supporting me, I don't want to miss out on any opportunity.